1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressing openness to, quote, little pauses in the bombardment of Gaza, but that a ceasefire will only come for the release of hostages. The Supreme Court today taking up a challenge to a federal law that bans Americans who are under domestic abuse restraining orders from owning a gun. Kelly Roskam is with the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions.
We know that it's not just intimate partners murdering their partners. We know that they're doing it with firearms, and that these laws are preventing them from doing that.
Aiden Johnston is with the group Gun Owners of America.
This statute actually ends up disarming a bunch of law-abiding or otherwise good people. Judges often issue mutual restraining orders, which disarms both the victim and the abuser at the same time.
It's election day in some places, including Uvalde, Texas, where a woman who lost her 10-year-old daughter in last year's school massacre is running for mayor. This is ABC News. With just under a year before the whole country votes on Election Day 2024, ABC News has reporters with several campaigns and in key states across the country. And with races heating up, today we're checking in.
This is Libby Cathy covering Asa Hutchinson's campaign. 1 year out, the former Arkansas governor is struggling to raise money and to even register in some polls, but he says he's not giving up yet. Hutchinson has vowed to stay in the race at least through Thanksgiving to try to bring those numbers up. But without a spot on the next debate stage or on the last one, it will be even harder to get his message out. And that's that he's the most experienced, while Trump is dangerous for the party.
That debate tomorrow. Five Republicans making the stage: Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. And a search for sunken treasure being pushed into overdrive off the coast of Colombia. The president there ordering the recovery of gold, silver, and jewels from a shipwreck that could be worth $20 billion. An American company that found the wreck claims it should get half. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee nonprofit has to return $800,000 of COVID relief money after it was found that the money was misused. CRC Employment and Entrepreneurial Services was awarded nearly $3 million in total. Some of that money was spent on an over $2,000 bowling party and paychecks to founder Cynthia Brown and her family. The organization also paid nearly $7,000 to State Senator Lena Taylor for work she did as an attorney. Taylor denies ever receiving any money. The group has 45 days to return the money. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He says that Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers owner not happy with Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell deciding to accept an offer to become the manager of the Chicago Cubs, paying Counsell $8 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in baseball history. Now, Brewers owner Mark Antanasio let reporters know he was disappointed, saying, quote, Craig has lost us and our community. The next time Craig Counsell will be in AmFam Field is next May when the Cubs come to town to play the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks picked up a win in Brooklyn, beating the Nets 129 109-125. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading Milwaukee with 36 points and 12 rebounds. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beating Arkansas State 105-76 at the Kohl Center. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I think defensively we got better at the start of the second half. It's not helpful when you got your more experienced guys on the bench in foul trouble, but I thought our guys off the bench gave us a great boost. We've thought that depth would help us, and here we are in game one, and it already showed.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 42 today under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows around 38. High at 44 tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 38.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Quick reminder, I will be at the Shano Library tonight doing a presentation of my book, 50 Strong, and a book signing and things like that. So if anybody's looking to buy an early Christmas present, come on out.
That's a great book.
Shano Library.
I told you what I like about that book. Well, I like it because you wrote it, and I think it's all factual. I think that's cool. But the other thing, it's not a novel. It's what, 20? How many people did you interview? 25?
Well, 50 people. Yeah, I can't remember exactly how many chapters, 30 maybe, because okay. With some of them, what I really tried to do different with this book from my other ones is I really tried to go behind the curtain a little bit, so to speak. You know, it's wonderful having the guys tell their stories and the women involved, you know, telling their experiences. But I wanted other people, like the wives who dealt with the post-traumatic stress of their husbands when they came home. You know, different the families who lost someone, the Gold Star families, what that was like, you know. We kind of forget that aspect of it.
Right.
You know, seeing the officer in uniform on the porch and knowing something horrific has just happened.
Oh, yeah.
I told those stories, and I thought those were important stories to tell.
Yeah.
Because I'm a firm believer it's not just the person in uniform who has the compelling story. It's their family and their loved ones. I think their story is really something that needs to be brought out.
Yeah. No, that's great. And you donated one of those books to the community shelter. I see that's being read a lot because it's a lot more worn than when you dropped it off. Yeah, I think that's just good reading. You should get that to high schools, Johnny.
Yeah, I try to as much as possible. I get them to high schools. I'll be at Denmark Middle School on Friday. Like I said, tonight I'll be in Shano. We got a big event coming up Saturday. You and I are going to be at Saturday morning.
Yes.
Out at the VFW, Duck Creek VFW.
We are.
That's big.
Well, that's a good day. I'm at TC all day. I'm teaching today.
We got some very interesting veterans that we're bringing on this week.
On Saturday?
This week.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So we get a little bit closer to towards the weekend.
It's a big week.
Big week
for veterans.
Honoring our veterans. And, you know, I don't understand. You know what I wish they would do?
Hmm.
And I know somebody talked about this at one time. I know Veterans Day is this Saturday.
Right.
Okay. But if it was on like a Tuesday, I think there should be a national law. Veterans get the day off. I mean, things are closed for Columbus Day. I mean, he discovered what? Puerto Rico?
Well, no disrespect. That's still being disputed. But
I know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? It's like, I mean, this is plain and simple. It's day to honor veterans. Shouldn't be a national holiday, at least for veterans? I mean, would that be too complicated to figure out if they've got their, you know, DD-214, the retirement papers? But I mean, I just think veterans should have the day off. It should be dedicated to them. I think it'd be more important to have Veterans Day off than like I said, Columbus Day. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just think we got to be careful how many. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to get in trouble here. But we have to be important how many days we get off.
I understand that. How about switch? Get rid of Columbus Day and go Veterans
Day. I'm all for trading.
I mean, there's such a, you know, stigma with that now anyway.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Yeah.
John, remember we got in trouble yesterday? We went political.
So I don't care. I've gotten in trouble so many times in my life. You think I care about getting in trouble?
No, I don't. So.
Trust me. I enjoy it.
The others of us do, though. Right. Without Mino, what are we?
I love it. We're going to kind of stay in the guardrails.
Oh, by the way, you know what I did yesterday?
What's that?
I went to the Brown County Library book sale.
Nice. That's good. That's great.
I re-signed up as a friend of the library.
Good.
Which I was a member of years and years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I didn't reapply my $20 because the problem was it was costing me so much to go to the library back then when I was going there to research, for my books, going through all the microfilm from the old press gazettes and everything.
Right.
And unfortunately the mayor at the time only gave, I believe it was a 1 hour parking meter in back. So I was constantly getting parking tickets. But again, I could have gone over to the Body Shop Gentlemen's Adult Club and had 3 hours on my parking ticket. But the mayor at the time tried to discourage people from spending too much time in the library.
Yeah, I'll talk to Jaden about
that. I didn't have... No. This was when you were... So thus, I didn't have the $20 to re-up for my Friends of the Library thing.
Oh,
so I did that yesterday.
Man, I don't know if our listeners are getting all that, but okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Can I ask you a question, John?
Yeah, John.
Like you were talking about microfilm and stuff like that.
Yes.
I'm interested, like when you research, how do you organize that? How do you decide what you're going to look at, where you're going to look, all that kind of stuff?
Honestly, for this, okay, the first thing I was doing, I wanted to start from the very beginning. I wanted to start with what was going on in Green Bay or Northeast Wisconsin, Wisconsin in general, when Pearl Harbor happened, and like leading up to it, how normal was life leading right up till Pearl Harbor? So what I went through is a bunch of press gazettes from December 5th and 6th, 1941. And I went through all the different things that were happening. And it was really cool. It's like Don Hudson owned his Palladia, I think was the name of his like nightclub. And it named the band that was going to be there. And one of the bowling lanes had this world-renowned trick shot bowling person was going to be there. And all the neat things going on and how the Christmas lights are going to be turned on at, like, I don't know if it was Prangies at the time or whatever, but in downtown Green Bay. And people are all excited about the window displays in downtown. Prangies, yeah. And the different entertainment and all the cool things that were going on. And it was kind of cool because the Packers were off that weekend. But the Bears were playing the Giants, and if the Bears got beat, the NFL championship game would be held in Green Bay for the first time ever. So it was just cool, and I talked with Cliff Crystal about that.
Right.
I had so many World War II veterans when I asked, hey, what were you doing when you heard the news about Pearl Harbor? And they said they were listening to the Packers game, but they weren't. They're listening to the Bears game because the local station that carried the Packers broadcast the Bears game that day because that was such an important game for Packer fans. So that's the stuff. And I'll be honest with you, Todd, you get to reading some of those papers from back then and you just get enthralled. I mean, there are so many articles that have nothing to do. I hate to say it's a waste of time, but it was a time burner type thing because it was so interesting reading the newspapers from the early 1940s.
Well, and when you look at that, that's got to be fun. Are they all archived? Do we have?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's there. You can
tell. Although, you know what? And this is no lie. We could even check with Mary Jane.
Right.
You know what I think was missing? The actual December 7th, 1941. I think that one's missing. If somebody stole it or whatever happened. But they got the little plastic or cardboard container. Yeah. I think that one is missing.
Wow.
The actual date of Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
It's interesting to look back. And I mean, society obviously has changed quite a bit. But an engagement would be a big deal in the newspaper.
Oh, you know, huge. Oh, those were huge.
They were.
Mr. and Mrs. Right, Van Landen announcing the engagement dinner. Yes, you that's know, exactly right.
And that is just gone by the wayside, which is too bad because I think that was, I mean, I was 33 years ago. But even our engagement picture was, in the Antigo paper was kind of a bigger deal. And that's got to be fun just to look at some of the ads. And
yes,
it was just a different
culture. Yes,
is what I guess what I'm saying.
It just seemed like it literally seemed like a slice of It's a Wonderful Life type
right,
of town.
Yeah,
it really did. Like Bedford Falls.
I get a kick out of that.
Love it.
I like looking at old newspapers and like, why can't we get back to that? But whatever. Now we're reading about other things. Like,
but it's one of those things too when you look back and this might be a easy way of saying a low hanging fruit. It just seemed like a friendlier time. Do you know what I mean? It's like The crimes were like, you know, kid was caught doing something that was not malicious. It was whatever. And it was just, it really seemed like a more innocent, friendly tie.
Raiding a garden. And,
yes.
Yeah, I agree. It just is going to read the front page today, but I don't even want to do that. It just, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
But, you know, it's one of those things, though, too. I think, like in Green Bay was so vibrant. I mean, there was entertainment. I bet at 12 different places in downtown Green Bay,
yeah,
there was entertainment. Some band was coming in. Some singer was coming in. The trick shot person was coming in. I mean, it was, you went out at night.
Right.
You didn't stay home and watch TV. There's no TV. So you went out.
Right. Meet the train. And
yes.
Yeah, I know.
Love it.
I hope we can get back to that. I mean, you want to move forward, but boy, you want to hang on to some of that stuff that happened.
No question about it.
I just think the, there's so many good things going on, especially locally. And I think if we can elevate that, like even what Lisa today, you know, I just think there's a lot of good things that don't get covered now for whatever reason. And I know it's a lot of, you know, probably a little bit more advertising right now. Or maybe it's lack of good reporters or local reporters. I'm not sure, but I just hope we can talk about some of those.
Well, I don't know how many kids are going into journalism anymore. Now it's called mixed media for the most part. In fact, was it Syracuse or some big college like got rid of their journalism department? One of the bigs. I'm not sure who it was. It's like when I was in college, that was the thing.
Right.
Because that's right after, and you can say whatever you want, but movies influence things. And like just like they say, enlistments went crazy after Top Gun first came out for the Navy and the Air Force.
Yeah.
And then also, in my era, All the President's Men was the big Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford about Watergate.
Right.
So everybody all of a sudden wanted to be like an investigative reporter and go into journalism.
I went to J school. Yeah.
Exactly. That's so pretty that was cool. Right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. And I don't know that the journalism, though, quite honestly, has kept up salary-wise with some of the other things.
It never has. It just never. I could never figure that out. My first job when I was married, but it, literally, and I know it's a different era. It's 1979, 1980.
Yeah, okay? Right.
And I was anchoring the 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock sports in this little market, Twin Falls, Idaho. But I'm still the anchor. I'm the local sports guy.
Go crew.
Making $9,000 a year.
Yeah.
$9,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a while
ago. And working about 65 hours a week because you had to do a little bit of everything. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, though, it's like I could never figure out why TV stations and these. I remember I worked for a little newspaper as a stringer in Gilbert, Arizona when I was in school. And I got $10 a story. It's just, I don't know what it is about the media.
But I don't. And even today, I mean, that was 40 years ago. But even today, though, Johnny, I still, when I talk to some of these reporters, I mean, they love their industry, but that's tough. They could make more money somewhere else.
Absolutely. That's why so many of them go into, like, public relations, marketing, you know, spokesperson for the transportation department or whatever.
And they don't have to stand up in a snowstorm at 4 in the morning.
That's exactly right. You're like exactly right. Thinking, oh, no, it isn't. So it's a different world in that way. But I've always wondered why does the media pay so poorly? I don't know. I've never been able to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get the top echelon, you know, top anchors, then it's, you know, whew.
Gazillions.
Gazillions.
But, you know, and it, when you look at their financials, they're not losing money. I think the Press Gazette was struggling for a little. Gannett, their stock went down. But I don't know how
they're
doing
now. Well, everything went weird there for that few years. Everything had to, like, shake itself out, it seemed like.
All right, so one of our goals as community guys.
I thought it was to serve with love for a second.
We're going to pay media people more. That's another one of our objectives here. Because you guys, you're important as long as you cover the right stuff.
Cue call, Sage. Mind of the Mayor, we're going to send a quick break. A National Hug-A-Bear Day.
Oh, my gosh.
National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day.
Ugh.
I hate bittersweet chocolate.
Hate almonds.
It. And happy birthday, Joni Mitchell. I always liked Joni Mitchell.
She's, what, is that 8 or 9?
80. Only 80? She seems like she should be older.
Yeah,
doesn't it, though? Rose and blues and angel hair. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
They paved Paradise, put up a parking lot. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
It always seemed to go.
That don't you ruin don't it. Know what's her birthday. Let her sing.
It's gone. Hey, Paradise, put up a parking lot. Bop, 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 bop.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Joni.
Bop, 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 bop.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. Joni Mitchell. Loved Joni Mitchell. I liked all those women singers from back then. It was Joni Mitchell. It was, who's the other one, Todd?
Connie Stevens?
No.
Connie Stevens.
Oh, I still got to find that picture of when I played softball against Connie
I've
Stevens.
I've met her. She was in Green Bay. She sang at the, she was at the Carlton. I did her lighting. And then she went sailing.
I can't think of the name of the other one that was really big.
What's wrong with
then.
Connie? Why'd you laugh about Connie Stevens?
I didn't laugh about Connie Stevens.
No, I just don't think she was all that
popular.
No, who, Connie Stevens? She was popular.
She was big
day,
in Hawaii 5-0. No, not Hawaii 5-0. What was the show? She was in a TV show set in Hawaii. Yes, yeah, she was. Yeah.
Hawaii and I.
Hawaii and I. There you go. Remember Hawaii and I?
No.
You don't remember Hawaii and I? Connie Stevens?
No.
No? Okay.
Never
saw
it.
Julie somebody who's big back then, late 60s. Judy Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Judy Collins.
Yeah.
Send in the clowns.
Send in the clowns. Cher, I like Cher.
Oh, yeah.
I like Cher a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy would have shot him if he knew what he'd done.
Boy, that's another, not, I wouldn't put her in the same vein as Elton John, but that's, she's close.
Yeah,
that staying
absolutely.
Power has been unbelievable with her.
Absolutely. Yes.
She was here too. She was at the Resch Center.
She was at Resch or Widener.
She was at the Resch.
Because I was actually asked to host the meet and greet with her.
Okay. She was.
And I thought that would have been pretty phenomenal to.
Why didn't she? That would have been fun.
She canceled it. Something happened and she was sick or didn't feel like her. Whoa. That happens all the time. Huh, Todd? People, radio stations, how many times give away backstage passes, meet and greets, yada, yada. And then it's like, hey, gang. Yeah. Listen, we really feel bad about this, but
she's not really feeling good.
That's just like fill in the blank of the artist.
Yeah.
Just is a little under the weather.
Although I when
and these people are so excited, they're wearing these homemade shirts. We love you, you know, whatever. Yeah,
sign this. They bring in the stuff. Who signed? I went with is it Sugar? Not Sugar Daddy.
Sugarland.
Sugarland.
Okay.
And that was put on by that could have been you guys.
No,
backstage.
Would've
no,
been, that would have been country.
Oh. Anyway, so we had backstage passes in their dressing room. That dressing room was the size of a closet, I thought. But
where at?
I think it was at the Resch. It was at the.
You know
Resch.
What I still love?
It was me and Donna and Coach McCarthy and his wife. And that was fun. And
Jess?
He's a huge Sugarland.
Yeah.
He loves that stuff. I didn't know who the hell they were.
Oh, I love Sugarland.
It was fun. The concert was good. We had great seats. And
yeah.
It was. You're right. You get pretty excited about those backstage passes. And that's too bad that they canceled.
That happens all the time.
Wow.
I was talking to somebody, too. You
and
know,
then you're the bad guy.
Right.
The station's the bad guy, right?
Yeah. And right. That's what he was.
So you remember when you'd go introduce bands and you'd get ready to go up on stage?
Yes.
And you've done it several hundreds times,
introduced, my favorite one was introducing one of my all-time favorite artists, Joan Jett, DePere, at the Centennial in DePere. Loved that.
I got to introduce.
The only thing, you know what, though? She shaved her head. It was when she was going through her shaving her head period, she looked like Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I loved her when she wore the black leather jackets. You know what I mean?
The black hair, spiky.
Yeah. Midnight feeling right, where were you? You said you meet me, now it's 1:45. I oughta walk, but I run back to you.
Joan Jett.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Todd, who did you introduce?
Well, I did Chicago, but I did it with Chuck Lakefield and Aaron Davison from Channel 5.
Oh, wow.
We did it together. But they always do this to you. Don't touch the mic. Just leave it where it is.
Yep.
And it's really tall, so you're, you know. But I have to pull it.
Don't touch the mic. It's set for the star.
Yep.
And as soon as you're done, you get off
stage. Get right off stage immediately.
Don't talk to the band.
Don't even look at them. That's
exactly what it's like.
And then a lot of times they'll have, like, fluorescent tapes. It's dark backstage.
Yeah. So,
like, you follow those, you know, that thing.
Yep.
And you're exactly right. It's like, as soon as you're done, you get off stage immediately. Well, I told you that time we're telling that story. When who do we have here? Was it Dennis from the Glam Band or somebody? And we're talking about Cheap Trick. When Murphy and I were like our way backstage to introduce Cheap Trick at Rockfest in Oshkosh. Like, hey, what are you doing here? We're introducing them. We're sponsored. Yeah. Get on. No. We don't have some local podunks introduce the greatest rock and roll band.
Oh, like, okay. Man. A little different experience.
That's
the time
I thought that woman was really super hot, that blonde with the really long blonde hair and a tight white outfit.
That was here?
No, it's that. Country or Oshkosh Rockfest, and then somebody told me it was the guy.
Local radio personality.
Wow. That's why they don't have you on there. I had some great experiences with stars in terms of, because they like the lighting guys. And there was one sound guy and three lighting guys. And we always went into their dressing rooms between shows because there was a show, a dinner show, and then a cocktail show. And like I told you, we were sitting with Rodney Dangerfield, Milton Berle.
You were sitting with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
Let
me tell you
exactly,
something.
Exactly, the white robe.
Nice hat. You got a free pull of soup with that hat. Hey, looks good on you, though.
He had a couple other people in there, and we just talked about the lighting. And he's a comedian. I mean, how hard is that?
Well, normally, comedians don't like to give it away for free. And by that, and Todd, you know what I mean by this. When you bring them in, they don't want to give away. That's their talent. That's their thing.
Oh,
this
is more.
They kind of almost like save it for
right,
when they're.
Right, the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not always the most fun guys to hang with otherwise.
But you just, my experiences, they've all been like really nice. Pat Boone. Not that nobody wanted to see him.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you who we got tight with was the
his daughter was really big when I was in college. She had You Light Up My Life.
Yes.
Yep.
Debbie Boone.
The people that the Mills Brothers, remember them?
Mills Brothers.
Holy moly.
We did those guys. I did their show. I'm not kidding you, Todd. I bet you Mills Brothers show. They've been to Green Bay. I'd have to look at that, but they did 8 days. And they must have been back five times. I've done their show 40 times.
Wow.
More than that.
The Mills Brothers.
Yeah.
Glowworm? Those guys?
I don't know.
Is that like a Motown band?
No, it's
not. No, they're older than that.
Yeah.
Early
50s.
They were unbelievable. Their harmony, they were great. The Mills Brothers, I'll bet you.
Was this Carlton again?
Yes.
Some people they had come through.
It was unbelievable.
A couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, when I did the Respect for Law Enforcement banquet
over here at Riverside.
And it was upstairs. I was looking for something backstage, and I was in that little, like, I guess you'd call it third. Can you imagine the people that were in that little dressing room?
Right.
And it's tiny, and like what you said, and there's all those autographs on the wall. I would love to go over there someday and just go through it and see whose autographs are on that wall.
Yeah.
Because I still love the Riverside Ballroom.
Yeah. I tell you, the people who grace that stage at the Carlton West, it's unbelievable. Just Beach Boys, Oak Ridge Boys, and like I said, Leslie Uggams and Dionne Warwick, and Carl would bring those people in, is incredible, and they just treated us little lighting guys. And I was at St. Norbert then, I was a student, and they were just great, and James Darren, I know those aren't big names.
No, they
were
guys. They had their eras though. I mean, that was great.
And they were all pretty popular.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I just remember Carl saying that, because I said, hey, Carl, I talked to so-and-so, and they're getting a new album. He goes, look, everybody here has either got a new song. Who is this?
Deborah Boone.
Oh, this is Debbie Boone. Oh, yeah. Now, this isn't Crystal Gayle.
Debbie Boone.
Okay.
Debbie Boone is not Crystal Gayle. This just in. Todd, we got some breaking
Crystal
news
Gayle
here from
the
Civic Media newsroom. This just in, specifically for the former mayor of Green Bay. Debbie Boone. We got a cab driver here. He says, great Mills Brothers songs. We got to send her a quick break.
All right, we got to find that.
Hang on, we'll get him.
Love back it. After this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressing openness to, quote, little pauses in the bombardment of Gaza, but that a ceasefire will only come for the release of hostages. The Supreme Court today taking up a challenge to a federal law that bans Americans who are under domestic abuse restraining orders from owning a gun. Kelly Roskam is with the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions.
We know that it's not just intimate partners murdering their partners. We know that they're doing it with firearms and that these laws are preventing them from doing that.
Aiden Johnston is with the group Gun Owners of America.
This statute actually ends up disarming a bunch of law-abiding or otherwise good people. Judges often issue mutual restraining orders, which disarms both the victim and the abuser at the same time.
It's election day in some places, including Uvalde, Texas, where a woman who lost her 10-year-old daughter in last year's school massacre is running for mayor. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets the universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money. But for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor Evers says he would sign a bill if it were to pass in the legislature. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 42 today under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows around 38, high at 44. Tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
All right, time to talk a little real estate.
Well, I didn't know. I just had to check with Todd and make sure you're going to be... We're good when you're leaving. You have to leave a little bit early today, right?
I do, John.
All right, hey, welcome back.
Thanks for telling everybody.
Mind on the man. Well, you're a teacher. I mean, it's good. You're teaching. You're going out and educating the youths.
I am.
So, go ahead, Todd.
What are you teaching out there, Jim?
Business principles this morning and then business law tonight.
Oh, my.
So I was bringing in some... This is the kids are getting a quiz today. They get extra credit. They listen to us.
And Is that fair?
I think it is.
That's just totally educational. Fair. I love it.
Talking to business.
Our special guest, Sandra, introduce yourself again, young lady.
Yeah, Amy Jo Fullerton with Sandra Rank Real Estate. And before we get started, I have to say hello to my grandson, Parker Lewis, and also Nellie Lucille, our adorable grandchildren.
Nice.
Parker's listening. He's 2.5.
Hello, Parker.
You don't look old enough to have grandchildren, but wow. Hi, Parker. Thanks for listening to Grandma.
It's Mimi.
Oh, it's Mimi. You're right.
It's Mimi. So
we went through that. I want to talk about your real estate, but before we went, I was going to give you the quiz I'm giving my kids, students. I don't want to call them kids, students. No, we went through that because they have different names for grandparents on the mother's side or on the dad's side because they didn't want to confuse
parents
kids.
Or grandparents.
The grandparents, Johnny. Yeah. But when we were kids, they were all grandma and grandpa. Both your mom.
Mine were Nono and Nona.
Really?
Oh, that's Italian.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. And my son was over in Prague now, said grandmother is Bobby in Czech.
Cute. Yeah. But Johnny, this is what I want to get. Did you call your both sets of grandparents the same thing?
Nona is the female grandma.
I know that.
Nono is the grandfather.
But were both grandmothers called Nona?
Yes.
Okay. So
every Italian grandmother is Nona.
So, okay, I'm trying to make a point. Today, they don't want to confuse kids, so they're like Donna and I would be called maybe something like Nona and...
Nono.
And Nono. And then the Robbie's parents would be called Grandma and Grandpa, because it's not like Grandma and Grandpa are coming over. They want to know who's who.
Okay.
So that's a big thing. So, and...
Did you have terms for great aunts and stuff?
I don't think I had a lot of those.
No? Zia.
That's Italian?
Zia and Zio. Or the Italian for aunts and uncles.
Zio, I can see that. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be called Zio.
Okay.
That's all right. Okay. No, but that's an uncle. Anyway, so we're still haven't got that. So
I just jump in one more? This is to you, text to you. Love the Mills brothers. I went with my parents at Carlton West many, many times to see them.
Wasn't that like one of the best just staples here? They would come back and the Mills brothers... Blue Moon, just some great, great songs. You're too young.
Yeah, I have not seen them, but I'm not that young.
They're all dead.
I apologize.
No,
I
don't know if you ever heard of them. No, you
I have heard of them only because of you guys talking about them.
Was that like Blue Moon?
No, it wasn't that one. No, Paper Doll.
I just love that one of my favorite people in the entire world is your aunt.
Yes, Sally Heidemann.
Sally Heidemann, one of my favorite people in the entire world. Next time you talk to her, is she listening by any way?
I don't know. I hope,
Ask her about the time we stay at their cabin. I want to say Kelly Lake?
Lake Lucerne. Lake Lucerne. Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful place.
Yes.
And she tried to teach me how to water ski for an entire afternoon. And not one time did I get up and stand on my water skis. 3 hours worth.
That's so...
I'm surprised she gave up.
She didn't. I finally... I said, Sal, thanks anyway. Yeah. Can you water ski?
Yes. Yeah, I'm
Oh, is this the Mills Brothers?
No.
Is this the Mills
Brothers? Yeah, this is the Mills Brothers. This is a funny song, too.
So it's almost like Barbershop Quartetti?
There's three guys.
Okay.
This is a funny song. We won't have time to play it all, but it's about he's got a girlfriend in one state and a wife in another one.
Okay.
It's funny.
All right. It's good. Nice family. Mills Brothers used to.
I won't share that with Parker.
Parker, turn. Parker, stop listening.
Opus One was another one. They just had a lot of great songs.
Wow.
Anyway, back to the grandparents' name. So they call Robbie's parents Grandma and Grandpa, and then they call my wife Minnie. I forgot. Right. And then they call me Grumpy. And they even got me a, they even got me a hat.
Oh, I love it.
I may live that persona. I know we're going there next week. So,
well, anyway. This is the Inside the House segment with Sandra Rank, Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams. Sandra taking a few days off, but capably being filled in by yourself right here. How are things going in the real estate world these days, Amy?
It's good. We still have been busy. I have a few buyers I'm still working with, hoping to get them a house before the end of the year. We have a couple great listings out there, but our listings, as you guys know, they hit the market and typically sell pretty fast. So we just, and this time of year, you kind of work on the business for the new year too. So we're doing a lot of that.
I will say this though. When, like, on my route in, there's a couple of houses that have been for sale for over a month now. And the first thing in your mind is, oh, there's something wrong with that. There's got to be something wrong.
Yeah. And usually price. Usually, you know, this market, sellers get excited. And, of course, who doesn't want to make the most amount of money? So that typically is what we're seeing. If you see a price reduction, you know, it was probably priced a little too high at the beginning.
And in the paper Sunday, did you see that? Price reduced.
There's
six of them.
I did.
And I think... I don't think there's anything wrong with the house. I just think they've got people went in there, and far be it me to call it greed, but I just think they overpriced by $40,000, $25,000, and now they're reducing it by that amount. And look, it's a great market, but it's not that market, right? You got to price.
Especially this time of year, you know, your buyers, it's changed a little bit. Obviously, interest rates had an effect too on people's budgets. So, but I think, like, when we price a house, we'll give a range. You know, here's where what we see in our data.
Right.
Well, especially Sandra specifically does that. So you let the seller have a decision, and sometimes in this market they went on the high end and maybe they should have gone a little lower.
And you pretty much have to let them do it sometimes. It's like, no matter what you say, because otherwise, I had this one time, listed a guy's house and got a bunch of calls right away. He calls me back right away, says, I want to take it off the market. It's priced way too low. You know, what are you trying to do? Give this away, whatever. Never sold.
Never sold. You knew. Trust the professional.
Got a text here. I get calls for people trying to buy my house. Should I be worried, or is it on the up and up? That's a text we just got in.
Is that house listed? So we don't know.
No, I don't think it's. I think it's, and that happens, right? You get a letter or something.
Yeah, all the time.
That, I think that's what he or she is talking about, is I get calls, people wanting to buy my house. Should I be worried?
You don't have to be worried, but that is kind of a... And
especially specific neighborhoods.
Yes, because that's the thing. You know, you can find out, and there's so much research you can do wherever.
Right.
You know, what the mean or the median price was in certain neighborhoods, and there's certain realtors that want to find places in those neighborhoods.
Definitely.
But here's the deal. It's like how you call their bluff sometimes. I remember I was listing one out on Lost Dolphin, right on the water, you know.
Beautiful.
Wow. Area, yeah. Beautiful, and the whole thing. And they say, well, you know what? I'm not sure I should even go through a realtor. I've had numerous people knock on my door and say, if you ever want to sell it, please give me a call. And it's like, well, it's kind of a, I don't want to use the word scam, but it's not a legit person, probably not, who just really wants to buy your house.
Right.
They're probably a person working for a little something, something on the side from a realtor trying to find houses. True?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are people that will write letters specifically to neighborhoods, you know, personal people. But then there are the real estate agents that are looking for those sales that way. So it's always best to reach out to someone you trust and will know do the best on your behalf.
So for this person with the people calling, you don't have to worry about anything.
No,
it's
don't
just
worry.
Part of the game.
And if you guys want a list, call us.
Absolutely.
And even
actually, you know what? Do this. And I'm not kidding about this. Do we have a number they can get a hold of you at?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 920-621-8619.
8619.
Yes.
So really, the easier way to remember that would be Boyd Dollar, John Unitas.
Yeah, whatever.
86, or Antonio Freeman. Either one. That's the best way to
listen
to
what she said and write it
621
down.
621 Boyd Dollar, John Unitas. You'll never forget 8619.
I would never remember that.
You'll never forget it.
I'd never remember
it. What I'm saying is give Amy a call.
But
and talk to her. Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Just have
a
conversation.
Just a conversation. Not trying to like get the business. Just a conversation of things like that.
And you won't charge for that.
100%.
It's a market analysis. Yep. It's like, this is what we think. And
you might say, hey, I might list next spring.
Right.
And you have the conversation
right
now.
But you want to go with a professional for sure. And that's what Sandra Rank brings.
621 Boyd Dollar, John Unitas.
Yeah.
8619.
Okay. I don't remember that.
No, right? 8619. We can remember that. But him and his, like, Boyd Unitas or whatever he said. Okay. I was encouraged to read that when the Feds met, they didn't raise interest rates. And I know that the stock market, you know, took a – that was encouraging to see that. Not that you need a shot in the arm. Real estate's pretty strong right now, but that's going to be a little bit encouraging because I think it was scaring some people into buying. And if we can level off at 7.7 or 8 or wherever we're at.
Yeah, I mean, I would personally like to see it a little lower, as would everybody else. But I think as long as they don't continue to increase,
right,
that's definitely promising. And
right,
people then, you know, you adjust. You say, okay, this is what it is. We can't change it.
Let's
I need a mortgage. So what does it look like?
Okay. Yeah,
for sure.
Do you have any listings right now that are on the market you want to talk about?
Well, we have two beautiful listings. Of course, we have the beautiful $3.2 million one on Heritage Heights. Uh-huh. It's 10 acres in Ledgeview. We call it the estate because that's what it is. So just that right buyer will come along and have a beautiful opportunity. And then Sandra works along with a local builder, and they have a townhouse / condo in Ledgeview that was in the showcase. And that's gorgeous as well. Great opportunity.
Nice. Ledger is going to be the place, huh, for that?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Both those are beautiful listings. But you have, I mean, those are a little bit out of reach for some of us. But, I mean, you have a lot of other listings, though. I was looking at your website.
Yeah, we have, most of them have sold. We do have a house Marie and I are going to go check out next week, or we've already looked at it. That would be probably more in the high 200s. So we have that one coming. And that will hit the market before you know, early December, and that will sell hopefully multiple offers for that seller and a quick transaction.
I know things, you know, got really crazy there a few months back.
They did.
And, but let me ask you this. Let's say there's what would normally be in normal times, a couple of years ago, a $200,000 house. Generally, what would those be going for right now if there was no added improvements? It was just that exact same house from a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I mean, probably in the threes.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's depending incredible. On the location and things. It is wild to look at. Someone who got in the market 5 years ago and then sold, they just saw an amazing increase.
But wow. I had a friend who did that, bought something on the west side and sold it. And then it's like, well, now what? And
exactly.
You got to be careful because there's nothing to replace
That's
it with.
Exactly
but he made
right.
He made over $100,000.
Right.
And that was one of those, you know, on Bond Street type things. Or maybe it's
exactly
what street it was. It was on the west side.
Amazing.
But he's renting.
Right.
Well, he's trying to find something.
I know.
You know, whatever, like, whatever
did you think this
thing
through?
You've got going to make all that money, somebody else is doing the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Yep, so. Absolutely. You have to know what your next step is, and it has to work for you.
And he didn't. He got just dollar signs in his eyes and like, I can take care of this, and this. It's like, uh-oh. So he'll find something soon. I'll send him your way. Hey, I have to clarify something. I'm leaving now, but that Nino Nano that he was talking about with grandparents. I'm grumpy. My wife is Grammy. So it's Grammy and Grumpy.
Oh,
that's
cute.
What it is.
Cute.
It's Grammy and Grumpy. I said Nina, didn't I?
You said Mimi. No, you said Mimi.
Okay, whatever.
Minnie.
Is that from a certain...
she just sent me a text.
Nationality
on this,
or anything? No, or is it just your family
just
type thing?
Too old people.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the one? What's Todd, what are you? What nationality are you?
German, mostly.
So what do you guys call your...
Oompa and...
Yeah, but we just call them Grandpa and Grandma.
Okay.
But in the old country, it would be what? Oompa and...
Nana, probably.
Nana? Okay. Because I know down south, Brett Favre's grandma, so it was Meemaw.
Meemaw?
Meemaw.
Meemaw down south.
Yes.
Yep.
Meemaw.
Meemaw.
Yeah. And she was okay with that?
I would not like that.
Right. I can see a lot of people not liking that.
But. I know. I'd be fine. Okay. All right. Well, good luck with your class.
Thank you.
Give us one of your test questions. Give us one.
So this is just vocabulary today. Okay. It's pretty easy. Let's see. Define an oligopoly.
A what?
I was waiting for you to answer, John.
Let's go.
I was waiting for you.
One more time, Jim. What?
An oligopoly.
It's something to do with like the leadership. It has to do with money or something like that.
No,
it?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Wow. There's
try though.
Yeah,
I like
there's capitalism, right? Free market capitalism.
Oh. That was like Todd was that kid that did not read the required.
I never read.
But he could try to fake it.
All right, there's a monopoly, right? Like the people who there's one mono one, and then oligopoly is like would be the airline industry where there's like just a limited number of competitors. You
that
know,
has to do with money though, doesn't it? Come on,
I think that far.
No. And then the other, we'll go through what are the components of the CPI?
Oh, you take this.
I know the CPA, but I don't know the CPA. So
I think
CPI.
I think I'd rather play Euper Jeopardy.
Euper Trivia.
The Consumer Price Index. What goes into that? When you read the CPI is up.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? I'm going to get back to that in just a minute. But I got to send it to a break.
Good luck to
Thanks,
the students.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. Good luck with those students. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Do you know them, Amy Jo? Do you know them?
I do, yes. Great I've never people. Used them, though, but that's good to know. I love to have a good list of contacts for our clients. So I'll add
We gave Ryan a hard time yesterday. Didn't we, though?
That was fun.
So Ryan is the guy. If somebody has a flood, if they have a fire, 24/7, Ryan will get out there. He will clean everything up like you can't believe. Like you can't Amazing. Believe. He even cleans kids' teddy bears, stuff Aww. Like that. He does stuff. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. But I told him, I saw your ad on Facebook, what you're looking for. A house cleaner for him. So his kids, he can't control his kids' mess.
I love it.
So anyway, segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Family owned since 2008. Commercial and residential restoration. They'll be there in an hour or less, 24/7, 365. If your sump pump fails or water damage or fire, mold, whatever it is, they will be out there. Believe me, if you ever had water in your basement, you have carpeting, you know what an unbelievable job that is to try to get rid of that. They'll also work with your insurance adjuster to start the process of cleaning up and rebuilding your property. Midwest Restoration, they've got heart for the community. They understand the tough situations you might be in. They'll go above and beyond. Committed to your needs, our professionals are fully trained, dedicated to work with your friends. Water damage can occur from a pipe break in your home, a sump pump, water heater. Give them a call. Midwest, 920-MIDWEST. That's all you have to do. 920-MIDWEST. Wonderful, wonderful people. Introduce yourself one more time, and I want you to give your phone number again. I can always go with the Boyd Doll or John Unitas. Bye, Mayor.
See ya. I'm Amy Jo Fullerton with Sander Rank Real Estate, buyer specialist, and Sander's our listing specialist, and we have other great people on our team. My number to call if you need anything in real estate.
920-621, Boyd Dollar, John Unitas, 8619.
Perfect. John's going to call me later.
Absolutely.
Poor thing.
621-86. And that for the person, 8619. For the person that had put in that comment, though, about getting those phone calls, seriously, if people have any questions like that, they can call you, right?
Completely. And we just sit down and take a look at their property, or they can even come into our office and ask questions, and we love it. We love to talk real estate any chance we get.
And there's a lot more to it than people realize sometimes, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot goes into it.
I mean, even writing a contract, there's a lot of stuff.
It's changed a lot. Yeah, definitely.
Isn't that crazy?
And lots to think about, and obviously protecting both our sellers and buyers is very important.
How do you get your listings generally?
You know, we talk about that a lot, especially at the end of the year. Now that we look ahead to next year, most of it is referrals.
Yeah.
It really is. So our people are so important to us, and we really keep those relationships strong and stay in contact with people. But the majority of things do come from a referral.
If you treat people well, boom.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Sandra being in it for so long, and I think even my short 6 years, the word gets out, and we do high service is what we're about, and people appreciate that.
Treat them well. Treat them right.
Yeah, you know that. I mean, you know that.
That's the key. So, yeah. Do you, when you, in this business, because my hardest part was, it's like, holy crap, I need to get some business because there's no paycheck coming
exactly.
in. I mean, yeah. that's yeah. that can weigh in your mind at yeah. times, can't it?
Yeah, it's interesting when people talk about getting into real estate, and you, if you, thankfully for me, I'm married. We have another source of income, so you can do it without the pressure. But if you're trying to support yourself or family, yeah, you get paid if you sell something.
If not, you don't yeah, get paid. Yeah, in fact, so, you pay out for all the yeah. fees and all the different things.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of times
yeah.
In some
absolutely,
places.
You can be in the hole if you.
You can lose money. It's the only job I've ever known where you can work minimum 40 hours a week, maybe 50, and lose money.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, all our dues are. Everything's coming up due. We yep. everything, all the fees have gone up, all the good stuff.
But people yeah. always see, and in fact, people have put out those spoof videos about, you're in real estate. You are so lucky. You have such nice clothes. Do they buy your clothes? Your hours must be just awesome.
And in this market, in the last 4 to 5 years, I mean, I do appreciate the flexibility of the job, but because of how fast the market moves, you really, like, a buyer wants to see a house, you run and see the house. You
absolutely.
Don't be like, hey, I'll show you next week.
No.
So that part.
You drop what you're doing
yeah.
and you go.
Yeah. So.
What's the toughest part of this business if somebody's looking to get into real estate?
I would say, the contracts, the learning piece is all there and there's a lot of people to help you. But I would say building that business and just gaining people's trust. It helped for me that I was at the point I am in life. So I wasn't a 22-year-old trying to get into real estate. I've owned, we've owned quite a few homes. I know about homes. I know about neighborhoods. I know, community things. So I think that's tricky. If you're younger trying to get in it, you really have to jump in and educate yourself in all parts of the community.
You know the part that scared me the most? Getting something wrong on a contract. Because you can have the smallest little thing checked or not checked,
yes.
and it can mean the entire difference of a $300,000 project. Isn't that the truth?
I still read them over so many times before I send them to the listing agent.
Literally not checking a tiny, and they're all small print, one tiny little box can mean so much.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, you wanted a contingent on financing. Forgot about that piece.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, you want a good real estate agent just for that alone.
Absolutely. I never felt comfortable without somebody else with more experience reading it over for me. Because
yeah.
I wouldn't sleep knowing that I could have screwed this whole thing up. That's the pressure part that people don't see about real estate agents.
Yeah.
Think of the fun parts of them.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. There's definitely pressure from the whole process.
Do you ever deal with clients that it's like, not to, specific clients, but where it's like if something goes wrong, no matter what, it wasn't them, it was the agent.
Yeah, we do get questioned on things. I always try to be really calm and just talk through it with them to see how it happened. But for sure, they want someone to blame, so to speak.
And one other thing, when you're going through an inspection, okay, the wife's dad.
Yeah.
how annoying can that be?
When the family's there, and we really, you encourage them not to be, because they really shouldn't be.
Because the inspector doesn't want it. He wants to just do his job. He's a professional.
And I like to come, at the end with my buyers, get the summary, have them be educated a little bit by the inspector, but it's not fair to the inspector to be there the whole time.
Because let me tell you something, this valve should be over here. Yeah. Well, Amy Jo, it's wonderful having you here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sandra found a wonderful replacement, a wonderful fill-in.
Yeah. She's the best.
So this is just awesome. Say hello to your grandkids again.
Parker and Nellie, Mimi loves you.
There you go. Nice. We're wrapping this one up. I will be in Shawano tonight at the public library in Shawano for a presentation of my book, 50 Strong, and a book signing and all those kind of things. Hope to see you in Shawano tonight. We got to say so long. Todd, thanks very much, buddy.
You got it.
We'll do the backwards song tribute tomorrow, okay?
You got it.
Mind on the Mares. See you tomorrow.
I'll throw myself into the blue. Out of the red, out of the hedge.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.